Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, on my own in the studio. I've got a big pile of tunes for you tonight, including that band I've only just discovered in the last couple of weeks called Terra Locust, who I opened the show with there with the track Just One Fix. They are stompingly good and they are going to get a lot more play on this show now I've discovered them. Later on in the show, I'll be running down gigs, clubs, events and stuff going on in the local area, and also telling you about news of releases and things. And one of the releases, a couple of releases I've managed to get some promo material off. So here comes one of them. This is a track from the forthcoming Alderoon album. This track's called I Am Drugs. We'll be right back.
they always turn out wrong. That one too fat. This one too tall. This one too symmetrical. And now, what's this guy? An intruder. He's ugly. 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 Ugly.
This one.
You heard there Breathe and Decay with Alive Right Now. That's a Roll Call mix from Producing the Answer Volume 1, which is a Bit Riot sampler album that you could download for free from the Bit Riot website, or at least you could a while back. I'm guessing it's still there, so if you like that kind of stuff, get yourself to the Bit Riot website and you'll find stuff like that. Also, before that, we played a track by Surgeon called Aesthetics Are a Moral Imperative. That's from a promo disc I picked up from the band themselves. I believe they're Glasgow-based, and from that promo disc, I really want to see them live. Now, this is a really interesting thing, because they are going to play live in Sheffield in a couple of months' time. I think it's way at the start of July. I'll give you the details when I get there, but when we get much closer to the time. But they're due to be supporting Terra Locost, who I opened the show with, and Straftans, who are just a bundle of fun anyway. So, three great bands of different statures, but still three great bands, are playing Sheffield Corporation at the start of July. I think it's the 2nd. Again, all the details will be much more firm when we get much closer to the time. That's like 2 and a bit months away, so that's exactly, it's just far too far away to go into details. Anyway, before Surgeon, we played Altar to Ruin with I Am Drugs. Now, this is off a forthcoming album of theirs called There's Always One More Son of a Bitch. Now, I don't know when the album's due out. I think all their websites and material says soon. So I'm kind of hoping May-ish sometime. No one really knows. I'll let you know when the whole album comes out. But that is just, I don't know, it's kind of just showing how Alderoon are kind of good, but also a bit wacky. They don't try and conform into a kind of stereotype of any one genre. They've got influences going from all over the shop in just one track, let alone what we're going to expect to hear from the album. So that's going to be good stuff. Right, now I think it's well worth telling you about a bit of news. I don't have too much news, but a band I played a few shows ago, I think only about a month or two ago at most, called the Shanklin Freak Show. Now, they're in the running to open the Bizarre Ball coming up soon, and it's basically like a really pristine position for an unsigned band to win this, and it's all down to internet votes. Now, looking at the lineup of who's in the running to win this award, it's to me, I think the Shanklin Freak Show are the most deserving to fit in with the kind of opening of the Bizarre Ball. They are kind of incredibly over the top, theatrical looking, kind of like Rob Zombie-ish, rock and roll-y, crazy theatrical with a dark twist, and I think they really should deserve it. So if you think the same, get yourself along to unsignedbandreview.com/bizarre, and there you can place your vote, hopefully for the Frank Shanklin Freak Show. But you know, it's there to vote for, and I believe the voting closes at midnight tonight. So if you start listening to the show and in front of a computer and you haven't voted, it might be worth doing. There you go. What else is worth telling you about? A band I played last month, actually just last show, called Cyberdyne. I was really raving about them. They've actually released a whole EP, not just got one or two tracks out on promo. There's a whole 5-track EP to download for free. If you go to reverbnation.com/Cyberdyne, there's 5 tracks, and you can download them for yourself for free. And I think they're really quite good quality as well. I'm going to be playing some of them later in the show, I think. One of the other tracks, not the one I played last show. Interesting news from the Deviate Fest in York. I don't think it's been properly announced on the Deviate Fest website, but it seems to have been announced on the Comore Commando Facebook group. But Comore Commando appears to be playing Deviate Fest in York, so that's a great one. Deviate Fest last year, I think it was last June, was absolutely stunning. There were some great acts. The festival was managed brilliantly. There was a bit of music for everyone, because there was kind of a punky stage. There was a kind of trad goth stage and a more kind of electronic industrial stage. So you could wander between the stages and check out the kinds of bands you were interested in, or you could stay in one venue. It was just brilliant. A great choice, and it's looking like the lineup this year is also looking good, especially with Comore Commando claiming he's playing. So that'll be very exciting. And also, 16 Volt have announced they're going to be releasing a new album in late spring, I believe. I'm not quite sure what counts as a late spring. That could be any time now. I'm guessing summer is after May, so late spring could be any time now. I do have a couple of promo tracks of that, so I'm going to be playing one of those tracks later in the show. But now, I think I've not done long enough, I'm going to continue with a track from the Komal Commando album. Here is Rhythm Machine.
Machine. just a dream. All my friends are ends. Sharp as serpent's teeth.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard their 16 Volt with We Degenerate from their forthcoming album Beating Dead Horses that comes out in late spring, whenever late spring is. And before that, we had Kermore Commando with Rhythm Machine from Oil, Steel and Rhythm, which is an interesting album. I've got to say, I played it to death when I first got it and I thought I loved it to start with. Then it kind of waned really quickly. Now I'll put it down for like a couple of months. I've picked it back up again and I'm like, this is actually a really good album again. So it's an album that's easily overplayed but actually really good quality. Anyway, it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area. There is a couple of things. Not a massive amount going on at the moment, but there's a few things. Friday the 6th of May, this Friday, tomorrow in fact, Anne-Marie Hurst, who is ex-Skeletal Family, is doing a gig in Keithley at the Glass. I'll try that again, shall I? At the Gas Club. I know very, very little about that, apart from it's Anne-Marie Hurst at the Gas Club. So if you know any more, get yourself down there if you want to hear it. Following that, on Saturday the 7th of May, we have Flock at the Library in Leeds. Now, this includes live music, so it doors at 7:30, first band at 8, and then the club night starts at 10. So the live music is provided by Incubus Succubus, supported by Bleak. And if you want to get in for the bands, I believe it's £6 in advance. So it's probably a quid more on the door. I'm not quite sure exactly. It's never really publicised how much exactly, but it's usually just a little bit more on the door. And that'll get you in for the bands and the club night. If you don't fancy the bands, you can get into the club night for, well, if you turn up after 10 and before midnight, it'll only cost you £4 entry. More information about that can be found at www.sheepish.net. Following that, on Saturday the 14th of May, we have a new old night. Way back in January and February, there was a night called Exaltation, and that ran very short lifespan, but it's kind of went on hold and it's back again. So it's going to be run this time at a different venue, at the Polish Club here in Bradford, and it's going to run from 9:30 p.m. till 2 a.m. and it's going to be free entry, and it's going to be a mixture of industrially kind of electronic stuff and 80s, 90s gothy alternative stuff. So I think it's going to be quite a good mixture. If you want any more details, go onto Facebook and search for Exaltation. You should find the group on there and the event. Tag yourself as coming along. Also on Saturday the 14th of May, Darklands and Deviation is running at the Stereo in York. So this is a double event, as it has been for the last month or so, I think now. I think it's going to continue in this vein. So Deviation in the front room, Darklands in the back. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and is £4 on the door. More information can be found at www.stereoyork.co.uk. Now, looking a little bit far forward to the following weekend after that, it's Saturday, the 21st of May, has the Wendy House. That's at Leeds Uni Student Union, and this is its birthday month. It is officially 13 years old in May. 13 years old for a club net. That is quite stunning in my books. Runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. I believe it's £5 on the door, and loads of information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Probably be really trying to get myself down there, because the birthday ones are usually a lot of fun. But that's all I really know about at the moment. If you know of events going on in the local area, gigs, club nights, that kind of thing, drop me a line. All my contact information should be on the BCB Radio website, bcbradio.co.uk. So search for the Dark Assimilation Show. You should find the details. You should be able to drop me a line. And I'll let the listeners know about all the good stuff going on in the local area. Now I'm going to continue with a band who have supported the Birthday Massacre on the last couple of tours, and it's taken me quite a while to actually just get round to picking up their album. This is their latest album, How I Learned to Love Our Robot Overlords, and it's a bit of a mixed bag, but I'm going to play you My Escape by Raggedy Angry.
Just don't stop my escape, my dear. the truth is just bullshit, and everything that you did proved to me just how low you could go. On a scale for horse, you've reached a new plateau.
Yeah.
you heard there, as promised earlier in the show, Cyberdyne with one of the tracks off their free downloadable 5-track EP. That's called Buried Alive by Love. As I said earlier, go to reverbnation.com/Cyberdyne and you should be able to pick up those 5 tracks. Before that, we had Halo in Reverse with Modest's Failure. Now, Halo in Reverse, I think the last time I played them, I described them as Pretty Hate Machine era sounding Nine Inch Nails, and they're still doing that. I think I picked up that album recently, and I believe it's from 2008. So, you know, they've been around for a bit. I've just completely missed them, but I really do enjoy them. It's a good little album, that. And before that, we had Raggedy Angry with My Escaped from How I Learned to Love Our Robot Overlords. Now, I said just before I played that, that the album's quite a mixed bag. It's just quite a mixed bag of styles. They seem to move around styles quite a lot, which I love some of it, and some of it doesn't work so well with me. It's not saying it's not great. It is great. It's just such a weird mixed bag. It doesn't quite gel with me, but there's some great tracks on there, and I played you My Escape. Right, I think I don't know how much time I've got left, but I'm just going to continue playing tunes. This is a band called Razor Fade with the opening track of an album called This Clear Shining called The Razor Fades. have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I am running out of time, so I left you there with Razor Fade, with the Razor Fades from The Clear Shining, and I'm going to leave you as a final track tonight with Combi Christ with Electro Head. And thank you for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and have fun.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. To save it in the archives, press...
I got no time for you